Question is your next question.
On festival days, can we do bhajan of Naimittika Leela or just stick with Ashtakali Leela Smaran? Or do both?
Anyway, question is, on festival days, should we do Naimittik Bhajan, Naimittik Leela Bhajan, or should we just stick with Ashtakali Leela? I mean, Bhajan is it goes by heart. If you're doing meditation on Leela, if your guru gives you a particular way to meditate, you follow that. But generally, in Rag Marg, you follow your rag, you follow your loving attachment. So the question is asked, Naimittik Leela, for example, it's Radhastami. On the day of, let's say it's holy. Holy, Naimittik means occasional Leela. Not every day of the year is specific holy time. Holy time, of course, every day is Nitya. The Rākhu, they play holy every day. But holy is also Naimittik Leela. It comes every year in Vrindavan Nitya. It comes every year in Vasan Panchami and goes to Purnima, Phagun Purnima for 40 days. Radha and Krishna play holy every day. But after that, they just play. They play all day long and play holy. But after that, they just play for a half hour Raghavan every afternoon and play holy. But during those 40 days, they go crazy holy. From sunrise to even night, they play holy. You read in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Shankachuta liberated. Radha and Krishna were playing with Balaram, his gopis, and Krishna, his gopis. And they were all playing holy in the middle of the night. So that was Shankachuta, I think that was Purnima. Holy Purnima, Shankachuta came to kidnap Radharani. I think it was Purnima. So that's the last day of holy. So they were playing all day, and they went out night to play holy. So Shankachuta mixed up a little Leela there. So on those days of holy, should we just meditate on holy Leela all day? If you want to do that, you can do that. That's where your meditation, that's where your heart goes. You can follow it on the Naimittik Leela, or you can do both. Because yes, the person asked the question, can we mix and match? You can mix and match, use some Ashtakali Leela and do some holy Leela. It depends on your feelings and your mood. There's no hard and fast rules about meditating on Leela. Meditating one Leela all day. Or meditating the Naimittik Leela. This Krishna's cover, Sri Krishnadas, who wrote Gaurgavinda Gutika in 1870, wrote Gaurgavinda Gutika. He also wrote a chapter in there called Naimittik Leela. So he writes about Radhastami, Krishnastami, Holi, Jewel Leela, different Leelas, which he calls Naimittik Leela. So when those days come up, you can read the description and Gujika, meditate on the description there. Like Radhastami, it's the appearance day of Radharani, but it's the birthday of Radharani also. So Radhastami, she has a 4-day celebration, and Krishna comes and lives in Varsana for 4 days in Radharani's palace. With Balaram and Yashoda and Nanda, and Radharani cooks for them, and it's a really fun thing. And it's described by Sri Krishnadas. So you read a minute, you can meditate on that in Radhastami, plus Ashtakali Leela. It depends on your desire and your bhava.